This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. NASA voting has been reported for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of polling in West Bengal. As for the latest reports in Tamil Nadu, around 85% voting was recorded, while in West Bengal, nearly 92% voters exercised their franchise. In Tamil Nadu, voting took place for 234 assembly seats. In West Bengal, voting took place for 152 constituencies in the first phase. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured in all the polling stations in both the states. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed satisfaction with the first phase of polling in West Bengal. Addressing rallies in Balaghat and Pursura in Hooghly district, Mr. Shah said that the high voter turnout in just a few hours proves that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's government is on the verge of collapse. In Berhampur, Congress candidate Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary also expressed satisfaction regarding the voting process. Voting was also held for bipoles in Maharashtra's Baramati and Rahuri assembly seats and Gujarat's Umret assembly constituency. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. As West Bengal assembly elections enter the second phase of voting, political activity has intensified across the state, with star campaigners from major parties stepping up outreach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed rallies in Krishnanagar and Mathurapur yesterday, targeting the ruling party over corruption and infiltration. Later, the Prime Minister visited Belur Math headquarters of the Ramakrishna Math and Mission. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, campaigning in Kolkata, accused the Prime Minister of undermining the democratic process. On the left front, leaders M.A. Baby and Brinda Karat addressed a rally in Jadavpur, while State Secretary Mohammed Saleem led roadshows in Baliganj and Uttarpara. With polling approaching, campaigning continues to gather momentum across West Bengal. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers J.P. Nadda held a meeting with industry leaders to deliberate on a strategic roadmap for the chemicals and petrochemical sector in New Delhi. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Nadda said the discussions focused on outlining both short-term and long-term measures to accelerate growth in the sector and contribute towards the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Indian Embassy in Tehran has strongly advised Indian citizens not to travel to Iran whether by air or land. In an advisory, the embassy said that the airspace restrictions and operational uncertainties due to regional tensions continue to affect international flight operations to and from Iran. It further reiterated that all Indian nationals currently in Iran should leave the country through designated and land border routes, strictly in coordination with the embassy. New Delhi has said that the remarks in a social media post that refer to Indians are obviously uninformed, inappropriate and in poor taste. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the remarks do not reflect the reality of the India-US relationship, which has long been based on mutual respect and shared interests. US President Donald Trump had shared a purported four-page transcript of a podcaster which had derogatory comments on Indians. Secretary West and External Affairs Ministry C.B. George participated in interactive dialogues convened by United Nations General Assembly as part of the selection process for the new UN Secretary General. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that the Secretary West engaged in candidates on their vision for the UN as well as on issues of interest to India. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav shared a high-level meeting with scheduled commercial banks to assess the potential impact of emerging threats linked to recent developments in artificial intelligence models. It includes particularly the possibility of such technologies being misused to weaponize software vulnerabilities. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 103 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 208 for victory, Mumbai Indians were all out for just 104 in 19 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.